Father, bless these words to our hearts. God, give us ears to hear. Father, give us ears to hear. And give us hearts that we may receive. In Jesus' name. The Word of God says that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. It's in Revelation 13:8. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. The Lamb was slain before anything at all happened. Before the first day came, before the first Adam was in place, the Lamb was already slain. Do you realize what that means? Now, in Hebrews 4:16, the Word of God says, "Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may find mercy, that we may obtain mercy in time of need." Let us come boldly. The Word of God there in the original language is saying, let us keep coming. And boldly unto is not that I come up there with a cocky attitude. It means that I come up there in complete frankness of speech. I don't hide any of it from God. I pour out my heart to God. I pour out my opinions to God. I don't pour out my opinions to people. I don't pour out my negativity to people. I pour it out to God. I don't pour out something that is bothering me to people. I pour it out to God. Now, I'm not saying that a person can't have a friend with whom they share. I am saying that your negativity, your failures, your hurts, you pour them out to God. And you keep pouring them out to Him. It's not like a one-time deal and then it's over. No, you continuously come to the throne of grace and you continuously pour it out to Him. Now, in Romans chapter 2 and verse 13, turn there please in your Bibles. The Word of God says, "For not the hearers of the law are justified before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." Here we have something I think that's very commonly misunderstood. We have the law, and we are told that we are to have the law written on our hearts. But the question is, what law? What law do I have written on my heart? Many believers think it has to do with the Ten Commandments. The Mosaic law is written on my hearts. No, the Mosaic law was never written on a heart. The Mosaic law was written on a tablet of stone. When the Word of God says He will give you a new heart made of flesh for that, in exchange for your stony heart, it is the heart that lives according to the Mosaic law. It is not that God writes the Mosaic law on my heart at all. Christ was the fulfillment of the law. Why in the world would He write the Mosaic law on a person's heart? There is a different law. There is a royal law in James. And it's the royal law of love that God writes on my heart. Why? Because in my heart there is a throne of grace. And so the throne of grace has its own law. Because it is a seat of government. Do you understand this point? Governments work by laws. The throne of iniquity works by the Mosaic law. The throne of grace works by the royal law. So the royal law is the grace law. And this is the law that is written on our hearts. This is why we never deal with people according to the letter of the word, and we certainly do not deal with ourselves according to the letter of the word. Because in the letter of the word, there is condemnation. But in the royal law of love, there is absolute redemption. Don't you realize when you try to apply the law to somebody else, you bring yourself under the condemnation of the law? Why do I say that? Because they that live by the law will be judged by the law. And in Romans chapter 2, it says, "Who are you that judges another man's servant? Know you not that you've done the same things?" So when I judge another person according to the Mosaic law, according to morality, according to what I contrive as right and wrong, and by the way, that is a contrived right and wrong. God says judge righteous judgment. Very frequently people judge each other and they didn't even sin. They just get offended by them and they judge them. Now, when I contrive a law towards somebody else, I bring myself under a law. I bring myself under the condemnation of the law, and I cannot bring them under the condemnation of the law because God's operation towards them is an operation of grace. Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful, and blessed are the merciful because they will receive mercy. So I live in a grace law. And the grace law is not a Mosaic law. The grace law is not a moral law. The grace law is a royal law. What is the royal law? Well, in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 14, the Word of God says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The royal law is the royal law of God's love. And so as a believer, I function with the royal law written on my heart. I function with a frame of reference and a premise and a thinking pattern that is initiated by and founded in the love of God. And this is where a believer finds their life. Because this is the only place where life exists. And though I may have biological life, I can have an entire lifetime as a believer without having the life of God flowing through me. Because I have rejected the grace law. Instead of the grace law, I go into a legalistic construct of my own making, or maybe that I think I'm righteous now because I've derived it from some element of the letter of the word. But it's not God's law. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you. Love one another as I have loved you." So receive the love of God and let it flow through you to other people. And now the Gentiles, who are completely without the Mosaic law, are a law unto themselves, because in this all of the law is fulfilled. That we love one another. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And in this is the royal law. And this is the law that is written on our hearts. People think that morality is spirituality. They couldn't be any more wrong. Spirituality will produce purity in my life. But the unbeliever can be moral. Morality does not deliver a soul. A nation that puts its foundation in its application of laws in morality will deliver itself as a nation. However, that will not deliver a soul. the royal law delivers the soul. So we live in a grace law. The grace law becomes my operation for living. It becomes the operational premise for everything. The way that I deal with my family, the way that I deal with my friends, the way that I deal with my pastor or my teachers, I live in a grace law. I live in a grace law. This is why Hebrews 12:15, the Word of God says, looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God. What does that mean? Lest any man step out of the grace law. Lest any man stop operating outside of the royal law of love, which brought in the government of grace. Hey, folks, you want to operate outside of grace? God's going to make sure that you experience the same, because this is the standard that you have chosen for yourself. Do you realize that the standard you apply to another person is the standard that you have selected for yourself from God? You're saying to God, deal with me according to this standard. That's bad stuff. This is why Jesus said, forgive and you'll be forgiven. Love as I have loved you. Be merciful as I am merciful. The merciful will obtain mercy. This is why he said those things. You pick the standards by which God deals with you. If you want to have a standard of the Mosaic law, then God will deal with you according to the Mosaic law. You choose your standards. If you want a standard of the royal law, God will deal with you according to the royal law. You choose your standards. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not evaluate a person by what you hear, what you see, your experiences, and you will not be evaluated by the things God hears and God sees and God experiences with you. You know what? I can't see into a person's heart, but God can see into mine. Let me ask you something and be perfectly honest with yourself. What does God see in your heart? Do you want to be judged by it? Or would you rather be judged by a grace law? Would you rather be judged by the mercy of God? Would you rather be judged by God's forgiveness and compassion and kindness? Grace laws. We always operate in grace laws. We never operate in any other law. We always operate in grace laws, because then we are operating in the grace government. John 1:17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth. Go figure, grace and truth. Law versus grace and truth. Mosaic law versus grace and truth. There's a contrast being made there. Not the same, the opposite. Mosaic law versus grace and truth. Grace and truth, united. Inseparable. Reconciled. When the ark was built, they put a seat of mercy. The ark is the presence of God. And on the presence of God, there is a seat of mercy. If I am seated in heavenly places in Christ, then I am seated in mercy. The mercy seat was covered by the blood of the Lamb. This is the seat where I am seated as I am seated in Christ. And it's covered in the blood of the Lamb. And the Word of God there says in Exodus 25:21, and thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I give thee. And there I will meet thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of mercy, and all the things which I will give thee in commandment, unto the children of Israel. Now, get this. Leviticus 16:14. And he shall take the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger 7 times. This is the foundation of the grace law. This is the foundation of the grace law. I sit in the seat of mercy, and this is where I commune with God. I do not look into the law. I do not sit in a righteousness, which is really just a relevant righteousness, which is a form of self-righteousness. I sit in God's mercy toward me, and I commune with God. And this is the only place where God will meet you. This is the only place where a believer can live in the presence of God, is when they are seated on the mercy seat. They are resting in mercy. Notice it wasn't like a standing platform. It was a seat. It was a place of rest. God meets me when I'm resting in mercy. God meets me when I am resting in mercy. And the finger of God, the one that wrote the law on the tablets, the finger of God sprinkles His blood eastward towards the mercy seat. What is eastward? Resurrection. The finger of God sprinkles the finished work, blood of the Lamb, unto resurrection life, and it comes on me when I'm seated on the mercy seat. That's where it becomes my experience. I go to God looking for mercy, and I meet God. Do you understand that? You look to mercy and you meet God there. And you operate in the grace laws. What are the grace laws? What are the grace laws? I fail, or somebody else fails. Psalm 103:8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. That is a grace law. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy is a grace law. This is the operation of God's kingdom. Gracious, slow to anger. I want to know how to live. And I operate in a grace law in John 13:34. A new commandment. This is how I live. I live in a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. That is the new law for me. This is how I live. I receive God's love continuously, and I continuously let it flow through me onto other people. This is the grace law. This is not an option. This is a commandment. Don't you get it? You don't have the choice. It's a grace law. Receive God's love and let it flow through you. That's a grace law. In Matthew 18:21, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, until 70 times 7. That is a grace law. Continually forgive. What does 70 times 7 mean? Continually forgive as God is forgiving. That's a grace law. You continually forgive as God is forgiving. Something happens. A believer fails. Somebody miserable. God forbid, but miserable failures happen all the time. I continually forgive as God forgives. Grace law. In Hebrews 8, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Grace laws. These are grace laws. God will be merciful when I am unrighteous. And if I sin, He will forget my sin. That is a grace law. We operate in grace laws. We do not operate in Mosaic laws. We do not operate in moral laws. We do not operate in men's constructs. We operate in grace laws. The royal law written on the heart of the believer. This is where we experience the life of God, when we operate in grace laws. Because the government of God is living and reigning on the life and flowing through my heart. Grace laws. Not any kind of other law. Grace law. That is the only law that God will accept. Because that is the only law from the throne of God. It's a grace law. Luke 6:37, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Grace laws. I operate in the character of God and God operates in His character toward me. That means I don't judge somebody by sight. I don't judge somebody's failures. I don't judge somebody's mistakes. I don't judge my own mistakes. I don't know myself according to the flesh. I don't know anybody else according to the flesh. And God will not know me according to the flesh. Something happens, somebody does something I don't like, and I forgive them, and God makes sure that in my experience, I experience forgiveness continuously. Grace law. I don't judge. I don't condemn. And God won't do that to me either. Those are grace laws. This is the operation of God's government. It's a government of grace. Grace laws. This is the practical working of the kingdom in the believer's life. Grace laws. Never be condemned. Never be condemned. Never condemn, never be condemned. Grace laws. There is no condemnation. God forgives our sins and He washes us in the blood of the Lamb. Those are grace laws. Isaiah chapter 1, come, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, yet you are as driven snow. Grace laws. These are grace laws. The operation and the premise of God's government in the heart of a believer and how God approaches a man. Grace laws. That's where it is right there. Grace laws. In Luke 18:13, and the publican stood afar off. This wretched, miserable sinner, thief, whoremonger stood afar off before God. He would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me. And the result was, the publican went away justified. Grace laws. The Pharisee was outside of the grace laws. The Pharisee said, God, I thank you that I'm not as other men are, comparing himself in a relative righteousness to other people who were worse off in his opinion than he, when in truth he was the whitewashed sepulchre full of dead men's bones. Because he did not know the grace laws. The royal law not functioning in that heart. The royal law functioned toward the one who said, God, I'm a wretched sinner, have mercy on me. And God said, you are justified. Why? The grace law. We operate in the grace laws. We never operate outside of the grace laws. Because in the grace laws, we find our life before God. I cannot operate in God's kingdom apart from the grace laws. I cannot know God apart from the grace laws. I cannot be someone who will live in a relative righteousness. I cannot be someone who look at another believer and judge them. I cannot be a backbiter or a whisperer or a maligner or a slanderer or an accuser of the brethren and say that I know God. Because I am operating outside of the operational premise and the foundation of who God is towards man. If I can work outside of that in my life, if I can function outside of that in my life, I don't know Him. But if I know God, if I know the heart of God, then I know the grace laws. I live in the grace laws. I live in forgiveness. I live in mercy. I live in truth. I live in purity. I live in righteousness. I live in forgiveness. I live in loving kindness. I live in the goodness of God. And I live in it toward me, and I let it flow through me toward you, because those are the grace laws. In Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Grace laws. Redemption. I do not get condemned because I will not trample on the blood of the Lamb. Because in Him I have redemption of sins and forgiveness through His blood. Those are the grace laws. I will not be in violation of God's grace laws. I will not operate outside of and fail the grace of God, because I know the grace laws. If I don't know the grace laws, then I'll be one of those people that repeats a matter and separates even friends. If I don't know the grace laws, then every time I fail, my heart will condemn me, and I will not know that God is greater than my heart. But if I know the grace laws and I am condemned, my heart condemns me, then God is greater than my heart. Because God's operation toward me is on the foundation of grace laws. The royal law of love, operating toward a believer, in the heart of God, in the fullness and the power and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, transforms the believer into the image of Christ. Why? Grace laws. We always live in the grace laws. We always live in the grace laws. God, it was my fault. Grace law. All that the Father wanted to hear from the Son was, Father, I have sinned. Grace law. He didn't need to go down his laundry list. God wasn't interested in his laundry list of sins. God was interested in one thing only. Confess your sins unto God, and He's faithful and just to forgive you your sins. Grace laws. And the moment that I've confessed my sin, the sin was no longer in the mind or the remembrance or the frame of reference or in existence before God. Why? Grace laws. The grace law of God overcomes the all knowledge of God. Grace laws. God submits Himself to His own grace laws because He lives in His character. He cannot change who He is. And who He is initiates the grace laws. We look unto Jesus. What if something happens? I don't care what it is. One size fits all solution. It's like my friend Pastor Ben used to say, what's your problem? Jesus is your answer. What's your question? Jesus is your answer. What's your issue? Jesus is your answer. What's your problem? What's your failure? Jesus is your answer. What's your concern? Jesus is your answer. What's your worry? What's your anxiety? What's your fear? What's your righteousness? Jesus is your answer. Looking diligently. Looking, eyes, looking, perception, looking. Diligently, unwavering. In an attitude of academic discipline unto Christ, because there we find the grace laws. There, that's where we find it. There we find the throne of grace. There we find the operation of God's grace in the believer's heart. There we find the grace laws, and we find mercy. We find mercy there. And it gives us grace to help us in a time of need. There we function in the grace laws. Never, ever, in any minute or great detail of life, be separated from the grace laws. Because if you are separated from the grace laws, then you are separated from the grace government. Grace laws bring victory. Grace laws bring deliverance. Grace laws heal the conscience. Grace laws heal scarred self-images. Grace laws healed the volition. Grace laws heal the emotions. Grace laws heal the thinking. Grace laws heal the frame of reference. Grace laws heal the memory. Grace laws make me a believer who is in the image of Christ, because He operates in who God is through His operational premise under His government in the grace laws. Amen?